Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's nothing but the new stuff on this new music spotlight, where we've got a great lineup of artists ahead of us, including Karen Peck in New River, Marshall Hall, Gold City, the Perrys, the Booth Brothers, the Gaither Vocal Band, and Sisters. In fact, my guest co-host today is a member of the group Sisters. She's one of the three sisters. Kim Roop Lord is here. And Kim, I'm excited to spend some time listening to some of the best new songs in gospel music right now. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a privilege for me to be here with you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
And you gals have been traveling, I mean, most of your lives. We'll go right into your song here and kick it off with a great, outstanding ballad of hope, I'm Gonna Make It. But tell us a little bit about the Roops and then that that heritage, that legacy that has now led to Sisters.
Absolutely. We actually started singing in 1975, believe it or not. So we have actually been singing as long or longer than a lot of these artists that we're going to be talking about today. You wouldn't think I'm that old, but I really am, Daniel. We started, my mom, Brenda, and my middle sister, Heather, and myself, we started the original Roots in 1975. We recorded our first album and actually started, you know, traveling and singing. And what a wonderful gospel music heritage and a wonderful teacher was our mom, Brenda. And now that she has retired from the road, it's just an honor that we are able to keep up what she taught us and travel together as sisters now. And that was a dream of ours for a long time. And we're just so thankful that God granted that we would be able to do that.
Wow. It's incredible. And the song has brought hope to so many, even before it became a radio song. I heard people talking about this one, I'm Going to Make It, and the hope that it brought, and undoubtedly from experience, and I know it's been pretty much a public thing when you've lost your dad, that was, you know, it's not easy for anybody, but there was such a bond that you had with your dad and his connection with the ministry of the Roops. So have you found...
Right, Dad. Yes, Dad did everything for the Roots. He was the road manager, the booking agent, the bus driver, the sound man, and just, you know, the overall boss of everything. So when Dad went to be with the Lord, it was just so difficult for all of us, especially Mom. And what a comfort it was to know that no matter what we face, no matter what situation we have to go through, God's Word tells us that God will cause all things to work for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. And just to be able to remind people, Daniel, of that every week, because we sing it every concert, to remind them, because we're all going through hard times, all of us. It's just inevitable. It's just part of life. But to be able to remind them that God is going to make sure that everything works out for good, and that he has a good plan for us. And it's just so, so awesome to be able to remind the people that we get to sing to remind them of that every week.
If gospel music is about the message, this is a song to write home about. Sisters, and I'm Gonna Make It on a new music spotlight, co-hosted by Kim Lord on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Through so many dangers and toils of this life, I have already come, and he keeps on giving the grace and the strength to just keep pressing on. He's given a promise, and I am gonna stand on every word his holy word has said, and holding his hand, I'll never fear whatever lies ahead. said that I would. I'll keep on trusting that he's working everything for my good. He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view. In spite of the good intentions I've had, sometimes my strength can fail. And though I have tried the very best that I could, my weaknesses prevail. But then I remember the promise he made, that in my weakness he is strong. And that's when I know all ever may come, his steady hand will lead.
Wow, sisters, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, nothing but the new stuff on A New Music Spotlight with Kim Lord of Sisters, my guest co-host. Now here's a new song from Jimmy Fortune.
On the other side, the sun always shines. There's no minutes, no hours, there's no such thing as time. Where the streets are paved with gold, and you never grow old on the other side. On the other side, everybody sings. There's miles and miles of flowers, lots of pretty things. Where the skies are perfect blue, and everything looks brand new. On the other side. Well, I've never been to heaven, didn't know what it was like, but God let me have a glimpse in my dream last night. Side.
Do you ever see me cry? Do you know how much I miss you? Wish I could have said goodbye. Just one more I love you. Oh, am I really getting through on the other side? Well, I've never been to heaven, didn't know what it was like, but God let me have a glimpse in my dream last night. And I could hear you laughing, you were looking right at me, and for the first time in a long time, on your face I saw some peace. Gonna be all right. No more tears and no more sad goodbyes on the other side. On the other side. On the other side. I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's nothing but the new stuff. Our new music spotlight continues with Kim Lord of Sisters co-hosting. And today, some outstanding songs from some friends of yours, too, including this is a group. Anytime I talk to anybody in gospel music, I pretty much can guarantee that this statement is true. These people are such good friends of yours. And that seems you can carbon copy that all over the place when you talk about Karen Peck and the group New River. So
yes.
I don't think there's anybody
I love Karen Peck and New River. One thing that anybody in this industry can say about Karen and Susan, the whole group, is that every time you see them, they're always the same. You know, sometimes you'll run into somebody and they might pretend they don't know you. Karen is the most, she is the most pleasant. She is the most genuine, kind-hearted soul I think I have ever met. And we keep telling her if she ever decides to discontinue traveling with Karen Peck and New River, she can come be a sister anytime she wants to.
That's good.
But what a voice, Daniel. I mean, she is one of the most recognizable voices in our industry, don't you think?
I do. I mean, and so much so that in that movie that came out back, what was it, last year or so, you know, that was kind
Joyful
of...
Joyful Noise?
Yeah, Joyful Noise. That was kind of the role that she played was this, you know, give us an icon, give us a picture of a Southern gospel singer, and that's what she plays. And her sister, I think there's the word faithfulness comes to mind with Susan as well, because they have been through over a decade of performing, and maybe going on 20 years now, but I mean they have been there, and they've had the male part has changed a few times, but Karen and Susan and that family harmony that they bring, and Susan is featured on this one pretty prominently, which I love Susan, and I always take time to tell her, you know, kind of whisper in her ear, I says, I love your singing. Because, you know, Karen's the out front person. Her name's on the bus. So
right.
Yeah. But right. I love Susan.
Susan has always been faithful. Like you said, she's always there. And I think that's why I feel such a kindred spirit to them, because they are sisters. So it's kind of like we share that. And very special women, godly women, and just share their hearts.
Well, the song is Sustaining Grace. Here it is on a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Lord, I know you still work miracles, turn water into wine. So that's what I expected when this storm hit my life. It soon became apparent you'd intervene in different ways, so I pressed on through the pain by your sustaining grace. You've kept me going, kept me growing, kept me knowing through it all that
Racing through the airport to make an early flight. I wanted to get home to see my children and my wife. I rushed around the corner, an apple stand was there. Until I knocked it over, the fruit went everywhere. At first I kept on going, I just couldn't miss that plane. I looked over my shoulder, not stopping to explain. The girl was down there on her knees, groping round to find the apple scattered on the floor. And then I saw the girl was blind. As the plane was leaving, I stopped to lend a hand. I picked up all the apples, restored the apple stand to replace the bruised and broken. In her fingers pressed some bills. As I hugged her narrow shoulders, she reached to hold me still and said, "Excuse me, are you Jesus? Is that why you were so kind? Excuse me, are you Jesus, to have had me on your mind? You picked up all the pieces, the bruised and broken parts. You put me back in business. You were Jesus to my heart. Once I was bruised and broken, blind and groping on my way. When someone stopped to help me pay the damage and made me say, are you Jesus? Is that why you were so kind? Excuse me, are you Jesus, to have had me on your mind? You picked up all the pieces,
the bruised and broken parts. You put me back in business. You were Jesus to my heart.
You're listening to a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends. Kim Lord is my guest co-host today as we're listening to new sounds. And this group came out of, Georgia originally, but now based out of Gadsden, Alabama. Gold City is what I'm talking about. And when you hear the lead line on here, that low down familiar bass voice of Tim Riley, that just kind of seals the deal. You know who's singing.
You know exactly who it is. And I tell you, honestly, Daniel, there are so many wonderful bass singers in Southern Gospel, but Tim Riley has hands down always been my favorite. I don't know what it is. I don't know if that it's just the timbre of his voice. But like you said, as soon as you hear it, you know exactly who it is.
Yeah. Here they are, Gold City, and I Get Down on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I get down.
I get down on
when I get blue.
I get so tired and blue.
I get discouraged.
I get so down
when there's nothing left to do.
What can I do?
I know that if I trust him, he will work the whole thing out.
He'll work it out.
So I'll just talk to Jesus on my knees
when I get down.
He knows just where to find me when I've lost my way. I know he hears and listens every time I pray. 'Cause when my heart is breaking and troubles all around, we always talk things over, me and God, when I get down. I get down.
I get down on
when
my knees.
I get blue.
I get so tired and blue.
I get discouraged.
I get so down
when there's
now
nothing left to do.
If I just trust,
he will work the whole thing out.
He'll work it out. So I'll just talk to Jesus
on my knees
when I get down.
This world is full of sorrow, sadness and despair. When it's hard to face tomorrow, I know someone who cares. You know, when I feel helpless and friends just can't be found, he's the one that I look up to. He's always there.
If I just trust the Lord,
the whole thing
Gold City Quartet and I Get Down. I'm Daniel Britt with Kim Lord of Sisters co-hosting today on Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight, now with Lefevre Quartet.
She was 12 years old, the Bible said, when life just up and gave her away. In the hands of death, she reached for life. Mother wept, her father cried, she's dead. Jesus wrote a different story, another chance for God to receive glory. He woke her up and took her by the hand, restored to her life again. This is all they heard the young girl say.
Come and see what Jesus did, when who I was met who he is. Come and behold, so you'll believe. Don't take my word, come and see.
Once again, death came for life, behind a trail of broken tears. Sickness came to Lazarus' life, an empty tomb his body soon would fill. So Jesus came and Jesus wept. They said, come see our brother in the grave. A stone was rolled, a prayer was prayed. Come forth, ring out, death ran away. Belief was born as faith stood to say,
come and see did, when who I was met who he is. Come and behold, so you'll believe. Don't take my word, come and see. See what Jesus did, when who I was met who he is. Come and behold, so you'll believe. Don't take my word, come and see. Don't take my word, come and see.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight with my friend Kim Lord of Sisters. And we're listening to some of the best new sounds in gospel music. And this guy, I think I've said it before, he brings just such a dynamic personality, but also just unique creativity. Because I imagine with being a producer as he is, being a vocalist as he, an outstanding vocalist, outstanding keyboard guy, he puts all this together in his head and he has all this creativity and he listens to a lot of different styles of music and is well-versed, and it comes out is a wow factor whenever you hear the latest and greatest from Gordon Mote.
Gordon Mote is so unique. What a great artist, a great musician. And he's so fascinating. If you've ever had the opportunity to be in the recording studio with him, it just absolutely blows your mind how he can listen. You know, the musicians sit around and listen to your demo. Well, they're reading charts. But, you know, he sits and listens, and he must have a photographic memory some way or another. And he can sit down and just, you know, start playing the song, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I think the first time I heard him play in the studio, we were doing a Lord song recording. Absolutely blew us away. So he went from the piano to the Hammond organ. I mean, anything you wanted him to play, he just sat down and started playing this music. But to hear him live in concert, he is an incredible vocalist, too. I mean, he's known for being a musician, but his vocals are really outstanding.
And this is a remake of a song, and I think he's done an outstanding job of it. It's This Is the Time I Must Sing. It's on a new music spotlight here on Daniel Britt and Friends with Kim Lord as our guest co-host.
I have tasted a freedom. I can go where he's leading, for shackles can hold me no more. I have learned of life's essence. I stand in his presence and sing with my heart, he is Lord. There are days filled with sorrow, plans for tomorrow, but this is the time I must sing. And I know there's a reason why in his own season he gives me a song I can sing. So keep silent, ye mountains, ye fields and ye fountains, for this is the time I must sing. It's the time to sing praises to the rock of the ages. This is the time I must sing. I've done, if I've gained and I've won all the good things that life ever brings, still I've tasted enough of life's miracle stuff that forever I just have to sing. If the rocks would cry out, should his praises die out, the stones must keep silent as long as I've breath for the singing. His praise will keep ringing, and I will keep singing my song.
It's Daniel Britt and Friends, New Music Spotlight. My guest co-host, Kim Lord of Sisters, right now, the Booth Brothers.
Right in the middle of the will of the Father, right in the middle of the narrow way. Some folks are licks at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
I can tiptoe over and take a look around, but I know if I go to the shifting ground, I'll be stuck in the miry clay. So if I let go,
right in the middle of the narrow way.
There are times I wonder what I would ever do if I chose not to go where he told me to. Then I drop to my knees and pray.
Legs at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Right in the middle of the will of the Father. Right in the middle of the narrow way. Some folks are legs at the edge is better, but right in the middle's where I want to stay. Right in the middle of the narrow way.
But the new stuff today on Daniel Britt and Friends with Kim Lord, our special guest co-host, as we're listening to these sounds. And this is a guy who I'm excited to keep hearing new stuff out of Marshall, because Marshall, we all know, is with the vocal band, and then he left, and he's all the way out there in California at David Jeremiah's church as the worship leader. And we probably all kind of thought we may have heard the last of Marshall Hall, at least regularly, because typically going into focus on church work like that, and especially so far away from, you know, the epicenter of gospel music, like
yes,
which is Nashville.
Yes, gospel music hub. Yes.
Yeah, you think we're never going to hear any kind of recordings from him again, but I'm so glad that he continues to put out music and good stuff too.
Yes.
And here
Thank
he is today.
You. Yes, what a phenomenal. He is really, literally one of the best male vocalists I think I have ever heard personally. His voice is so smooth. But the way he can sing a song, you believe every word he says. And that's, yeah. That is a gift that some artists just don't have. You know, you can have a great vocal, have talent, but if you believe what you're singing and you can convince your audience that what you're saying is true, you have real, that is a gift. It is a true gift from God. And Marshall Hall has that gift. What an awesome, awesome performer he is.
And I love the entire project where this song is located. And the project is Brighter One. Here is I Just Feel Like Something Good's About to Happen. Marshall Hall on a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host, Kim Lord.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him.
Just to praise Him.
For I know He's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know He'll see me through. He said He would. Oh, and He has said that I know it can hardly fathom. All the things He has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. Yes. And brother, it could be this very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper. And it seems like things get bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference.
Don't worry.
Because it's bound to get better either way. Mm-hmm. I have never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always ringing through my skies of gray.
very day.
It's Daniel Britt and Friends, a new music spotlight. Kim Lord of Sisters is here as my co-host, and right now, here are the Perrys.
Well, sometimes I am rejected, and I feel so all alone. Then I try to reach my Father, and I know He'll be home. For when life gets hard to handle, and I'm fearful and alarmed, I get anxious to find Jesus, and He stands with open arms. I got a hold of God this morning. I talked directly to the throne. Oh, I went and brokenhearted, so afraid and so alone. Satan almost overtook me, trying hard to block my way. I just prayed a little harder. I got a hold of God today.
I was seeking for the comfort of the precious Holy One. As I waited there in silence, I knew that He would come. Then I saw the light of heaven. He came right into my room. When I felt His presence touch me, oh, I knew that I prayed through.
I got a hold of God this morning.
Spotlight, where we feature nothing but the new sounds in gospel music, and this one is the Gaither Vocal Band. Kim Lord is my guest co-host, and Kim, I know you guys have spent time on the Gaither stage, and I know you did a lot of traveling with Mark Lowry several years back, so with that whole homecoming circle, and I remember seeing the Roops on those homecoming videos and thinking, you know, what an incredible legacy you guys have and can bring together with the Gaithers. And, of course, the vocal band. Who doesn't like the vocal band?
I don't know of anyone who doesn't like the vocal band. What an awesome group of talented singers. And when Bill decides he wants to put a group together, he knows how to do it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Mr. Gaither and the whole Gaither organization, Gaither Vocal Band, it's like they're their own industry. I mean, if you don't know who they are, you've been living under a rock, I think.
Yeah.
But what great songs they record. And Mr. Gaither is just, he's phenomenal at what he does. And the group, especially Mark. I love Mark. I traveled with Mark for 8 years, and I was his road manager for almost four of those. And so just have a kindred spirit to Mark. But just cannot beat the Gaither Vocal Band and this new single. I'm telling you what, it's just going to really do good.
Well, here they are. It's a unique song from their new project. It's Wrestling Jacob on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'm singing Wrestling Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee go. I'm singing Wrestling Jacob for the day. Day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee go. Let me go, Jacob. Day is breaking. Let me go, Jacob. I will not let thee go.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob. For the day is breaking.
Go, Jacob.
I will not let thee go.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? For me,
I'm singing
Wrestling Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee go.
I'm singing
Wrestling Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Let me go,
go Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Let me go, Jacob. I will not let thee. I will not let thee go.
Well, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. Oh, I found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad.
I'm singing
Wrestling Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee.
I'm singing
Wrestling Jacob for the day. The day is breaking. Wrestling Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Let me go, Jacob,
for the day. The day is breaking. Let me go, Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Let me go.
Go, Jacob, for the day. The day is breaking. Let me go, Jacob, I will not let thee go.
Gaither Vocal Band. It's Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight. Kim Lord from Sisters is my guest co-host this week. And let's close out with this one from Three Bridges. What a powerful message.
There's no life in yesterday, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past. And there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. No regret. God drew those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed. wash them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand.
If you've been listening this hour, you've heard a great sampling of some great new songs out of gospel music. It's kind of like a buffet. You go through and get that sampling and you say, hey, it's a pretty good place to eat. And I think you would say the same thing about our music right now. Kim, are you?
Absolutely.
Being an artist like you are and a manager and choosing songs for projects, obviously you get to wade through all of the lyrics and all the songs that songwriters are writing. And that's where it begins. That's the birth of a song, really. You have to have a song. And are you encouraged by what these writers are writing and how the message of the gospel is being portrayed in unique ways?
Absolutely. That's one of the most exciting things about recording a new album is to the chance to listen to the new songs that the writers are putting out. And that is my job. I'm the first person to weed through and listen and kind of get a keep pile, you know, and if it passes me and then it goes to Heather and Valerie and then, you know, we all look at it after that. But what great songs. And I wish I had that gift to write. I feel like I could write a song, Daniel. But, you know, God gives each of us the gifts he wants us to have. And I didn't get that gift, so I depend on those wonderful songwriters that put out these songs that tell the message of Jesus. And just so thankful for them. Because if it wasn't for the song, you know, we wouldn't get to do what we do. So appreciative of the wonderful songwriters that we have.
Well, Kim, it's been fun catching up with you and listening to these songs together because it really
thank
is a great
lineup. Thank you so much, Daniel. This has been great, and thanks so much for playing the songs you play. Appreciate it.
And if you want to find out more about Sisters online at sistersmusic.org is the website. Going to give you all the details, including their rich history and legacy with the Roops. Even talks a bit about Lord Song and that transition now into the three sisters together, simply known as Sisters, online at sistersmusic.org. Treat yourself today. Go listen to more of their music. Check out the a cappella stuff. I can't say enough good stuff about these South Carolinians. And Heather, Valerie, Kim, great lineup of singers. Wonderful family harmony. Well, thanks for being here. As always, check out the website at danielbritt.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay up to date with what's ahead on the next Daniel Britt and Friends. See you next week.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.